Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, reporting this week from the National Lutherans Youth Workers Conference in New Orleans, Louisiana. On the phone with your host, co-host, and friend, Andy Bates.
Good morning, Pastor Wood. How are things in New Orleans this week?
Well, a little hot and humid.
Well, it's just like St. Louis.
Yes. It's a foretaste of the feast to come. Now that we're at National, next year, this is the very same place we'll be gathering for the National Youth Gathering. And I'm pretty excited about National Youth Gathering because we're going to introduce some new elements in the gathering that will help equip some of our youth to have a witness of Christ, both here at the event in New Orleans and as they go back home. In fact, I just met with Matthew Tassie from Ongoing Ambassadors for Christ, and we're working together to create this program. And so good things are coming as we share our witness of Christ, both here in New Orleans and, well, back home in all our congregations.
Very good. The opportunity to spend time with others who care about youth. What have you learned while you've been there?
Well, I'm learning I'm old. We had an event last night, and during dinner I was talking to Reverend Ryan Peterson, who's doing the Bible study session, and it's like he's about the same age as my youngest child, and so I don't know what I'm doing at a youth event. I don't think I fit the term in any way, shape, or form. But it's there's always energy when you're talking about youth and in youth work. And here at this event, we have the youth workers preparing for next year's National Youth Gathering, which I understand that we're expecting about 25,000 people to be at the gathering next year. There's about 400 or so youth workers at this conference.
Wow.
And our focus is on 1 Peter 5, verse 10, which is, interesting enough, my confirmation verse. And, starts with that message, after you have suffered for a little while. And I think it's a good message for us to hear, that the suffering part, especially as our nation and the culture seems to be, positioning itself in towards hostility toward the gospel and to the church. And suffering may be a very real part of our experience as Christians in America in the near future. Not to mention that, individually, suffering comes into each and every one of our lives. But suffering isn't the end. It's not the full story. After you've suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, he himself is going to, restore, establish, strengthen, and confirm us. And those are the ideas that we're talking about at this conference as we get ready for next year's National Youth Gathering.
How do you prepare? What will you be doing to help equip these young people as they go back into their communities, back to their congregations, to be a witness of Jesus in their everyday lives?
Well, there's a couple of things we're looking at doing. One is putting something in the hands of every single person who attends next year's National Youth Gathering. So just walking around with the same colored backpacks is a curiosity in the city, but it certainly isn't a witness of Christ. So it could create an opening that somebody says, hey, what are you all doing here? What can we say in response to that? What can we do? So we want to put something in the hands of everybody to, if nothing else, they can hand it over to somebody and say, hey, this is what we're all about. This is why we're here. For those who want to engage people who are out on the streets and just walking around New Orleans in the last couple of days, I've been impressed by the sheer number of people who are, asking for handouts, sleeping on the streets. This morning, I witnessed a man who was actually bathing on a sidewalk in the water that was overflowing from a manhole cover. And it's like, wow, there's such a vast human need in this city. It just seems to say it more than any other city that I visit. And this is something our children will be encountering. How do we engage people with the compassion of Christ? Looking for a way of equipping people to show mercy and at the same time extend the message of God's love to the world in Christ. So that's one thing, is that all participants will be given something that they can do that with. On a smaller scale, we're going to have a select and limited number of people who can participate in a workshop that'll be part of the conference that will equip them to go out then and do a witnessing event. And the event will be some sort of street drama combined with a puppet show and you know, disseminating information about the gospel to the people who can come and gather. And those are all being worked out. It's pretty exciting to sit down and think through how we can do this and how we can engage the children, the youth who are going to be part of this, and give them some creative license and guidance so that they can have the actual experience of sharing Christ on the streets of New Orleans through this event. And then we hope to partner with a local congregation to do some canvassing. So it's a skill that the youth can take back to their home congregations. And, you know, they talk about how do we go out and connect with people in our own communities as well.
You mentioned canvassing, and a little bit ago you mentioned ongoing ambassadors for Christ. And that really is something that they've done for a long time, if I understand correctly.
Right. Matthew Tassi was telling me we've done this for 45 years. Not him personally. He's not that old. ongoing ambassador for Christ has been doing this for 45 years, sharing the gospel. Just in, you know, time-proven techniques of getting into the community and speaking of Jesus to people. And so the Office of National Mission is partnering with ongoing ambassadors for Christ to host this activity at the National Youth Gathering and beyond. And that's really a key. We're working together to better equip people to be witnesses of Jesus.
So this is something that they can take back with them home and use in their everyday lives.
Right. So and we're not looking just to equip youth. That'll be our focus for the gathering, of course. But equip every member of a congregation, everyone who's called to be a witness, which by virtue of our baptism, that includes every believing Christian who is called to be a witness of Christ in the context of his or her everyday life. And that's something that both the Office of National Mission and ongoing ambassadors for Christ understand, that we're really called to be witnesses, each and every one of us, right where God has put us, in our homes and our neighborhoods and our workplaces and our schools.
Very good. Well, anything else for us? Any other topics? What are we looking forward to covering on Witness Wednesday, either today or in the future?
Well, the workshops that I was given the opportunity to lead here at National continue to be along the lines of what should we expect as a simple way is being developed and rolled out. And a simple way is the evangelism program that I'm working on. Other people will be part of developing. President Harrison has been talking about this at the district conventions. And, you know, we're going to start seeing the key elements of a simple way rolled out at the end of this summer, beginning of this fall. Start seeing the program itself become available next February. So sharing with people, what's an effective way to be a witness of Jesus in your everyday life, in today's culture and context. And it's a very challenging culture and context in which to be a witness. And we're looking to provide people with the tools that they need and the resources that they need to bear witness of Christ. And wow, just a huge, complex array of circumstances that we find ourselves in now.
I've been working on Lassie. I think I almost have it memorized.
Oh, yes. Lassie is a key component of all this. So let's see. Do you have it memorized? Let's hear you.
Listen. I got that part down.
All right.
Listen. And then ask.
Yes.
Ask questions. Learn something about the person, right?
Right. And those really aren't like step one, step two, but there are things that iterations that mm-hmm. you go through, asking, listening, and asking, that leads to the first S of Lassie.
Seek.
Seek, exactly.
And
looking to that point of connection.
Mm-hmm.
So, seeking out, where can I take this conversation? Seeking the Holy Spirit and His guidance as you look to the second S.
Share.
And I like to remind people, share the thing that can change people's hearts. Share God's word. Now, you know, you don't have to first prove that the Bible is true. You don't have to prove anything. Speak the word and trust the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit does. And that leads us to the I of Lassie.
Invite.
And in days gone by, maybe inviting someone to a worship service was the best option you had. In today's context, probably not true. Think about what you can invite a person to keep the conversation going, to expose them to God's word more and more, inviting them to something specific, either with you or, in some cases, it may be better to invite them to continue the conversation with someone else. And E, very important.
Encourage.
And that's encouraging that you remembered all this.
I told you, I've been working on it.
Good. So, Lassie, listen, ask, seek, share, invite, encourage. And that word encourage is so important to us. I use it consistently in place of the word accountability because, accountability puts us under the law. And while there's a place for the law, it's a secondary place. We need to live not primarily under the law and all its demands and accountability, but we're primarily to live under grace. And encouragement is a word that embraces that grace. Encouragement for us as Christ witnesses to take on that joyful task and to encourage each other as we share the gospel and encourage those people to whom we've shared the gospel to continue that conversation, to make use of the means of grace that they too would become and grow as disciples of Jesus. So as Lutherans, we want to focus and emphasize grace, not just in our lives, but in the lives of others. So that word encouragement is there to remind us of that. Looking to make use of the vast experience across the Missouri Synod. We have so many talented people who know how to witness in these different contexts, people who are already witnessing in these contexts. And we want to tap into that vast array of experience and knowledge and bring it into a simple way and share it with the rest of us in the Synod. And that's, I think, the greatest strength we have in this approach. It's not a program developed by theoreticians or experts who are detached from the realities of how difficult it is to witness in today's context. It's coming right from the people who are doing it, and we're learning from each other how to be more effective witnesses of Jesus.